Welcome to the Walking Football Interview Podcast. My name is JC Henry, better known as Mr. Podcast. Today I'm in Redditch for the WFLA League Champions Cup 2023. I got the chance to meet some very talented and very inspirational walking footballers. So without further ado, let's go to the walking football. Part 4. Welcome to the Walking Football Interview Podcast. My name is JC Henry, better known as Mr. Podcast. It's fantastic to meet you.
How'd you do?
Hello, it's going really good. And could you stop pretending the listeners your name, please?
I beg your pardon.
Could you stop pretending the listeners your name, please?
My name's Peter Hamblin.
Hello, Peter. And what's your preferred position?
Somewhere in midfield, generally. Midfield. Probably defend it. Well, you know, going forwards and backwards and trying to work a position.
So you like being in the middle of the action?
Yeah. That's the place to be, isn't
absolutely
it?
Absolutely fantastic. And what team are you representing today?
This is Woodley Pensioners, the guys in the green.
Woodley Pensioners in the green?
Yeah.
Absolutely fantastic. And how long have you been playing walking football?
Ooh, about 5 or 6 years now. Five years.
About five years? Yeah. Looking really good. And what's been your most memorable moment playing walking football?
Ooh, now you've got me. I mean, the reason I started playing was to get out and about, really, because I used to play football regularly, you know, in my earlier years.
Back in the day.
Yeah, back in the day, that's right. I stopped when I was 39. I hadn't really kicked a football since then. And a friend of mine, I bumped into him at the gym, and he said, come along and play for us. I played for Slough then. And so I went and joined them, and that's who I play for more regularly, but I'm playing for Woodley today because it's a different age group, and you know, so we're allowed to do
that's
that.
Absolutely That is absolutely fantastic. And what sort of benefits would you say there are to playing walking football?
Oh, lots. I mean, camaraderie to start with.
Camaraderie.
I mean, keeping fit, of course, and general level of fitness, which is good. Otherwise, you'd be sitting on your backside at home, wouldn't you? Doing you no good at all.
Yeah.
So I have to get a dog.
And like with the camaraderie and the fitness, would you say you've gotten fitter and made some new friends since you started playing?
Certainly, yeah, without a doubt.
That's absolutely fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, it's you can't not. I mean, I'm playing probably twice a week. So that's you know, for an hour each day, each time. And then that keeps me going.
Absolutely. That is brilliant. And So on to today. And have you played today?
I've been on and off. Yes, I've played. Yeah. Not in this game, but in previous games.
Like, are you a sub for this game?
Yes. Yeah.
Absolutely fantastic. Subs are pretty important for the game, you know.
Well, hopefully.
That's absolutely fantastic. And how far do you reckon your team's going to go by the end of the day?
Well, it depends on this. Apparently, they've said if we win this, we're going to the next in the playoffs or something.
But
we've won one and lost one. Drawn one and lost one, and we're winning this. So,
winning. What's the score?
1-0 at the moment.
That's 1-0.
Yeah. So we'll.
I see.
We'll
see.
We hope that we can make it 2 very shortly. It's the first half so far where we're shortly coming towards the end of the first half. Yeah.
And do you reckon, there's going to be some silverware for your team?
Fingers crossed.
That's the spirit.
You never preempt these things, can you?
And thanks so much for taking the time to be interviewed by us. And on behalf of everyone at walkingfootball.com, we wish you a happy healthy time playing walking football.
Okay, thank you very much.
Best luck to you.
Yeah, cheers.
Hope it goes well.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, the Pensioners.
Thank you. That's it. Woodley Pensioners. That's who it is.
Go on, Woodley.
You maybe see their name on the silverware.
Oh, yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah. Thank you very much. Hello. John Henry from walkingfootball.com, how does it feel?
JC, we spoke earlier, said we were looking for silverware, we've done the deal.
Right, you got silverware.
Godalming, well Godalming done. FC from Woking, Surrey. Right. Come on, you gods.
Right. Godalming has won, well done. What's your name again?
Arwell Jones of Godalming.
Pardon?
Arwell Jones.
Arwell. Well, nice to see you again. Fantastic. Right. Jason Henry, walkingfootball.com, how does it feel?
Really good.
It's a shirt. It's a shirt that did that.
How's it feel? Really how's it feel? What was your name?
Dave Barham.
Well done, Dave. Well done, Dave. Thank you. Is it well done to Godalming for winning there? A fantastic performance with a 1-0 win. Many congratulations. Excuse me, JC Henry from walkingfootball.com. How does it feel?
Terrific. We're really pleased. Came here to win. We've seen it through.
Absolutely fantastic. And who scored the goal?
That'd be me.
You scored the winning goal.
I did. Yeah, absolutely. Playing at the back, but I push up and get my goal every now and then.
Absolutely fantastic. Looking forward to your presentation.
Yes, you can't wait. That's what we came for.
Absolutely fantastic. What was your name?
Carl Barker.
Carl. Well done, Carl.
Thank you very much.
Here we got Carl, the goal scorer here. Well done.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, boys.
Fantastic performance. Well done. Who else we got here?
Shirts. We'll keep the shirts for the presentation.
Jason Henry from walkingfootball.com, how does it feel?
Awesome, yeah. We knew we were good and we made it to the final and beat the team.
Absolutely fantastic. Looking forward to your presentation?
Absolutely, yeah. Another bit of silverware.
Absolutely, yeah, fantastic. What's your name?
My name's Tony Sparks.
Nice to meet you, Tony. Well done.
Thank you.
Well done, nice to meet you.
Well done. Are you taking your stuff?
No, I'll just leave it there.
Excuse me. Jason Henry from walkingfootball.com, how does it feel?
Well, it feels fantastic. It's the first time we've won a national tournament.
First time we won a national tournament.
Yeah.
That is incredible.
Yeah, delighted. Absolutely.
Well done. What was your name again?
I'm Bill.
All right, nice to see you again, Bill. Well done to you and your
Thanks,
team. Fella. Very well done. Another congratulations to Godalming for winning there. Final. They're on their way to their presentation now. Many congratulations to all the players and their manager. That's Godalming 1, Hartsill Strollers 0.
Well, I represent Hartsill Strollers from Dudley West Midlands, and I can honestly say we've had a fantastic tournament. We've enjoyed the sportsmanship and the competitiveness of the whole tournament, and well, we're really, really pleased with our performance of coming runners-up in the 60s. Having played all the games virtually with one man down because of injuries and no substitutions, but overall very satisfied.
I see. So you've had a good time and you came runners-up?
Fantastic, yes.
Sounds like you've had a fantastic, I'm sure are you really proud of your team's performance?
Very, very pleased with our team and our performance, and we've thoroughly enjoyed ourselves. Hopefully we'll come again.
That's absolutely fantastic. What was your name?
Sav.
Sav.
Yep.
Well, nice to meet you, Sav.
Nice to meet you.
Many congratulations and well done on being runners-up.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
Smiles. I know you're tired. Make an effort.
Hartsill Strollers have just been presented with their runners-up trophy. These many congratulations to them, and also congratulations on being runners-up.
And of course, our winners of the day.
Well done.
Thank you very much.
Well done.
Luckily, got through beating Swindon in the group. Well done. Fantastic day. Great football and everything, and well deserved. So, Godalming.
And I'd just like to thank Bill, because I know a lot of teams dropping out. There must have been a load of work behind the scenes, and all the referees, etc. Appreciate it.
Really enjoyed it.
Godalming have just been in presented with their trophy for winning their final, which was an absolutely fantastic game. Smiles all around. And another big congratulations to Godalming. Celebrations all around, and for them, and obviously, we've all had a wonderful time.
We'll see
here with Bill Murney, tournament organiser. How do you think that final went?
I didn't watch it.
You didn't watch it? But what do you think of the result?
I thought the Artsill, who had five men for all the games, did brilliantly.
They went really far. I said they went really far in this tournament.
Yeah.
Van Damme got to the final. So what do you reckon of the team who went in with one man down and yet still and came runners up?
Yeah, brilliant performance. Yeah,
quite an inspirational story that.
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting. Like seeing the film. Thanks so much for today. Thanks so much for today, Bill.
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Hopefully see you again soon.
Yeah, cheers, yeah.
Thank you very much.
At walkingfootball.com, we love to attend events and venues to take photos and podcasts. To promote the great work you do for your sport, we post the photos on our website galleries and social media accounts to do this. Due to internet and server speeds, we have to reduce the photo quality and size so that they can download quickly to your phone or PC. They are fine to look at, but if you wanted to use one for a t-shirt, framed photo or poster, the quality is not there. We know how important it is for you and your family to look back on your fantastic achievements. We now provide super high quality full-size zip photo bundles, which are available for you to keep in your digital memory box, to cherish and look at with your friends and family, priced minimally to cover server disk space and bandwidth costs. Use coupon code PODCAST to get 10% off the minimal price at the checkout. That's coupon code PODCAST. Get your supersized photos, great to create everything from a mouse mat to a full-size wall poster or picture today. Just visit walkingfootball.com and download away. You create the memories. We help you relive them forever.
Welcome to the Walking Football Interview Podcast. My name is JC Henry, better known as Mr. Podcast. It's fantastic to meet you. So, could you start by telling the listeners your name, please?
Hi, I'm Diane. And I've come to watch Wakefield Walking Wanderers.
So Diane, and you're a Wakefield supporter?
Yeah, definitely.
So who do you come to watch play?
My husband at Restit Team.
Your husband, what's his name?
Tony Baker.
Tony, shout out to Ernie Baker, best luck with your walking football career. And what was it that you liked most about walking football?
The social side of it, that, you know, that it's good that these guys can still get out and play football at a good age and still enjoy it, and it's, you know, the social side of it's good. Everybody's really friendly and look after each other, and yeah, it's good.
When you talk about the friendship side of things, do you reckon Tony's made lots of new friends on his team?
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
Absolutely fantastic. And like with the social side, do you reckon you've made some new friends as well?
Yeah.
That's absolutely fantastic. And did you ever think that Tony would be playing football at this age?
Maybe, because he's always played all his life.
Yeah,
so I couldn't imagine him stopping playing football, to be fair.
Just never leaves you really with football.
No.
And thanks so much for taking the time to be interviewed by us. And by everyone at walkingfootball.com, we wish you and Tony a happy, healthy time with Walking Football. Thanks very much.
You.
It's been nice meeting you. Thank you very much. Welcome to the Walking Football Interview Podcast. My name is JC Henry, better known as Mr. Podcast. It's fantastic to meet you guys.
Hi.
Pleased to meet you.
Hello. Nice to meet you guys as well. So, could you start up by telling the listeners your names, please?
Peter.
Hello, Peter.
I'm Graham, and we play for Bury Relic.
And hello, Graham. So did you guys play for Bury?
Yes.
Yep.
And how long have you guys been playing?
Well, I've been playing for about 2 years now.
I've been playing 3 years now.
So two to three years. And what inspired you guys to start?
Well, I'm recovering from the heart. I transplant type, but not transplant,
bypass.
Heart surgery, yeah, bypass. Yeah. And so I wanted to get back into football. And when we, you know, I've heard about the walking football before, but I thought, well, I liked proper football, but then I thought I'll give it a try, and I quite enjoy it now, you know.
Right. And why did I start? Well, I played 11-a-side football till I was 65. And then there comes a time when, as soon as you reach 66, they think you can't play anymore. Right. And I just thought, well, I need to fill a void. And I went into walking football. At first, I knocked it. For years and years, people asked me what I wanted to play, and I said, no. I said, I'm not playing walking football while I can still run. I said, but I've given it a try, and the concept of it is great. It gets people who are retirement age, it gets them out the house, meeting people, keeping fit, enjoying themselves, and they're stuck at home, sat on a chair, watching television, and health benefits from playing. It's a winner all the way around.
I see, absolutely. And like you talk about the health benefits, do you reckon you guys have become a bit fitter since you started playing?
I would say so. I think also, I think it helps combat loneliness. Some people
absolutely,
might
yeah.
feel isolated yeah. and oh, lonely. Yeah. So it helps that, you know, and you get a sense of camaraderie as well.
I wouldn't say it's helped my fitness, because I've always been quite a fit guy, you know.
I
play a lot of tennis as well, so
like it's kept you fit.
Yeah, it keeps you fit.
Absolutely, yeah. And like you mentioned, you had something with your heart
that maybe you couldn't run. Triple heart bypass I'd had.
You guys gotta go. So real quick, do you reckon you're gonna win?
We're gonna try and win.
Every time
you go on the pitch, you're hoping to win, but it doesn't always work out that way.
But best of luck to you guys, and. Yeah. Thanks for taking time to be interviewed on behalf of everyone at walkingfootball.com. Wish you guys a happy and healthy time playing walking football.
Yeah. Lovely meeting you.
Best luck to you guys. Come on, Bury.
Yeah, come on, lads. Well done.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Welcome to the Walking Football Interview Podcast. My name is JC Henry, better known as Mr. Podcast. It's fantastic to meet you.
Hi, my name's Lee Swales. I play for Hemel Hempstead Football Club.
Nice to meet you, Lee, from Hemel Hempstead. And how long have you been playing walking football?
Not quite 2 years, actually. I've come to it late. So I'm 69 now, but I'm gutted that I missed it for a few years. But once I found about it, it's fantastic. It's a great sport.
Well, 2 years is still pretty cool, though.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
Yeah, it's like you're just coming up to a 2-year mark.
That's it, yeah.
I see. Anniversary. And what inspired you to start playing?
I've always played sport, always played football, played cricket. I stopped playing when I was about 60, I suppose. And as soon as I found you could do something like this again, sport I love, the guys I love, the banter is fantastic. So it's great, love it.
It's absolutely fantastic. Like when you talk about like the banter with the guys, would you say like since you started you made loads of new friends?
Oh, without doubt. That's guys that I play with, and obviously we play in lots of tournaments. We travel over the country, play a lot of tournaments. So you play against a lot of guys you've seen at other tournaments. So we've made friends outside of our own teams as well.
Loads of like friends across all different teams.
Without a doubt.
Absolutely fantastic. Yeah. And is there anyone who you'd like to give a shout out to, some of your friends?
No.
Nope. Can't think of anyone.
I can, but I'm not going to. Anyway, anyone here today, everyone who turns up to the tournaments, because that's what it's all about. And also, fair play to the guys that organise it as well, because it's a pretty daunting task to organise this amount of teams in a big tournament. So, yeah, good luck to everyone.
All right, and shout out to everyone who's been involved with stuff today, players, organisers, managers, you've all been brilliant. And how's Hemel Hempstead doing in their league?
Well, we won it last year, and this is why we've qualified for this. And this season, we are top of the league at the moment.
Oh, there's a goal.
Yeah, against us, unfortunately. And this season, we're currently top of the league as well. We've got 2 rounds of matches to go, so hopefully we can win that and then be back here next season.
So you won a title last season?
Yeah.
Did you get to do a trophy lift?
We did, but it was a bit low-key, really. It wasn't a great one, you know. Yeah. And that's the thing, actually, with some of these tournaments. Lots of teams go home because they've travelled a distance. There's only about 3 or 4 teams left at the end. But a medal's a medal, a trophy's a trophy.
Still got to celebrate.
Without a doubt.
Absolutely fantastic. And which team in the league do you think is the hardest to play against?
Oh, that's very difficult. I think Kingsmead as a club.
Kingsmead.
As a club, they've got lots of good players at all the age groups. So they're probably the toughest. We don't play them very often. It's only if we get the same sort of tournaments as them.
Oh, yeah.
But generally, locally, Cheshunt are quite a good side, and Watford are a good side. They always give you a game. Yeah.
Watford, they always, they always give you a challenge.
Oh, without a doubt,
on the pitch.
Without
fantastic. Yeah. And speaking of challenges on the pitch, who is the toughest player that you've played against in the league this year, and why?
I'll tell you what, actually, I just played against a guy from Bury.
Oh, yeah?
First time I played against him, and he was pretty good player. Didn't score, but he gave
Bury.
Me a bit of a game, yeah.
Like, what position do you play?
I play the back.
Your defence?
Left-hand side, yeah. Left-hand side.
Left defence?
Yeah. We generally play two at the back, and I play on the left, yeah.
And you kept a clean sheet?
Yes, we keep a lot of clean sheets. That's what keeps us in these tournaments.
That is absolutely fantastic, yeah.
And as you see, I'm off the pitch now. We're just letting a goal, so what can I say
about that, you know? not saying anything about your team, but...
No, I'm saying nothing.
Does,
I'm saying
that,
yeah.
And it kind of does go to show you the legends are.
Well, that's... Well, you know, nice of you to say so.
Absolutely fantastic. And anyways, speaking of today, have you played?
Yes, yeah. This is our third game now. If we might get to the final, depends on this result. And the result on the other pitch there, so we might be in the final.
Fingers crossed,
everything
fantastic.
Crossed,
what's your score prediction for this game?
They're a tough team. I think we're going to go down by a goal, to be honest with you. They have scored, and they're a good side. But, you know, we're making chances. We've got a chance now.
Oh, what a save.
Yes, it's a good save. So, you know, we're still in it. So it's not over. Not over until
it's over.
That's it.
Absolutely, that's the spirit. But how far do you reckon your team can go today? Still a chance of silverware?
Possibly. If we can get something out of this game, we will be in the final. Probably against the same team, actually.
Yeah.
Because I think they're going to finish top. So I don't know if you're getting the silverware for finishing second. You do in some tournaments, not in others. So we'll have to wait and see. You know.
Well, despite conceding a goal, are you still proud of your team's performance?
Always. Good set of lads, yeah. We come a long way. We enjoy it. We enjoy each other's company. We don't get too upset or beat ourselves up if we lose.
I see, yeah.
So, yeah, they're good set of boys.
Yeah, win some, you lose some.
Without a doubt, mate.
But you still enjoyed today.
Without a doubt, yeah.
You took part. That's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about.
Absolutely. And
have a few beers tonight.
And what's your most memorable memory from playing walking football so far?
We got to the semi-finals of the National Cups last year up in
Lillishaw,
yeah, which was really good. And we unfortunately went out on penalties in the semi-final.
Dear.
And we were probably the better team. And the team that we would have played in the final, we drew with earlier in the day, and we thought we were a bit unlucky there. So we were very, very close, but, you know, penalties are penalties. We went out.
But you still got really far getting to the semi-finals.
Oh, without doubt, yes. It's a long journey, that is, because you start from about the September-October time, and it finished in that... finals. We were actually in September, so that competition was nearly a year.
Jeepers.
So there's a lot of games to play, but it's very well run. Great to play at Lillishaw, great facilities.
Sounds like you're doing really good.
Enjoy it. You've got to enjoy it.
Absolutely, yeah. And really quick before I go, who's the team's best player?
Our team's best player, what can I say? We're all the same as each other. We're all good.
Everyone's the best.
I'm not going to pick anyone out. But we're good. It's a good team. It's a good team spirit, good players.
Yeah.
All played a little bit, you know, but we're old boys now, so we just have to try and do a little bit of showboating, and you know,
and everyone's the best,
without a doubt.
That is fantastic, and thanks so much for taking the time to be interviewed by us.
Thank
and on behalf of everyone at walkingfootball.com, we wish you a happy, healthy time playing walking football. Best of luck to you.
Thanks, mate.
Thank you very much. Come on, Hamel Hempstead.
Good lad. Thank you.
Right, thank you very much. Excuse me, JC Henry from walkingfootball.com. How does it feel?
Brilliant. Fantastic.
Fantastic.
Yep.
What was your name again?
Tony Breslin.
Tony, nice to see you again, Tony. Well done.
And you, thank you very much.
Well done.
Thank you.
JC Henry from walkingfootball.com, how does it feel?
Now, being captain of the winning team feels absolutely wonderful, thank
that's
you.
That's fantastic. What was it like being the captain today?
Very proud of them,
absolutely
seriously.
Fantastic.
A very good bunch of old blokes.
Brilliant. Looking forward to the presentation?
Certainly am, yes, yeah.
Fantastic. What was your name again?
Simon.
Nice to meet you, Simon. That's Captain
you.
Simon, Captain Kingsmead there.
Thank you.
Well done. Thank you. Say thanks. Hello, Kevin. So, how's it feel?
It feels absolutely brilliant. Told you we were a good side.
Certainly shown that.
We did today. We played really well today, and I think we've deserved it.
And looking forward to your presentation?
Oh, certainly am. And maybe a drink afterwards, just one.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're back again tomorrow.
Looking forward to a gallon of bitter.
having a drink afterwards.
Yeah. So, he's an athlete.
Nice to see you again.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Just turn on.
Picture time. Go on.
Don't pour water over him, Dennis.
There you go. Nah, that would be bad.
Come in water.
Go on, everyone.
Somebody come in water.
There you go. Oh, no.
Come in water.
Stuff going on there.
Ref.
Ref.
Book him.
Book him, Dano.
Where were we? Here we go. Two, three. Excuse me. Jason Henry from walkingfoot.com. How does it feel?
Knackered.
Knackered.
I'm brilliant. You've not got him yet, you know.
I'm sure we can get to him. But like, what was it like winning today, going out there?
Oh, he's brilliant, yeah.
Absolutely fantastic. Looking forward to a presentation?
Yes.
Yeah, trophy lift, more silverware.
I hope you get man of the match.
Fantastic. Yeah. Right. What was your name again?
Stuart.
Stuart. Thanks very much, Stuart. Okay. So I'm here with one of the Worthy Pensioners players that they've been given runners-up. So first off, commiserations and congratulations for getting runners-up. How's it feel?
It's absolutely amazing to come all the way up to Redditch. We've had a really good day. Congratulations to Kingsmead for winning, but yeah, very good day.
Absolutely fantastic.
Thanks very much to Redditch Football Club for organising the tournament.
This is actually really nice here. And what was your name?
It's Alan Webster.
So, nice to meet you, Alan. And have you enjoyed today?
Yes.
Proud of your team?
Absolutely proud.
Absolutely fantastic.
Everyone, thank you very much indeed.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, and thanks very much to Redditch.
Thank you very much. Okay. So I'm here with the winning goalkeeper from Kingsmead. It's Ken, isn't it?
Yes, Ken. Yes,
so Ken, massive congratulations on your team's victory. How does it feel?
Like every victory, it's nice. There are losers, there are winners, but fortunately we were lucky enough to win today.
Well, there always has to be a first and second, doesn't
Correct,
there?
Correct, yes.
Absolutely fantastic. And did you make any memorable saves?
Only one that was probably worth a note, but as we only won 1-0, then I'll accept that as a good day.
They still done really good. Got a trophy as well, some more silverware for Kingsmead.
Some more silverware, yes. Fantastic. It's nice. A bit unfortunate with the 60s we were in earlier, but you know, you can't win everything. You can't win everything.
And are you proud of your team's performance?
Oh, well, certainly. I mean, where else can 65-year-olds kick a ball around on a sunny afternoon and enjoy what they're doing?
Absolutely. That's absolutely fantastic. And so your team's won a trophy. What are you going to do next?
We have a game at Haywood and Rochdale in the league that we play in there. We're then up to Leeds on the 3rd of June, and then I'm off to the Isle of Man and Ireland to play for England.
Oh, absolutely fantastic.
So, yeah. Really busy period of time and looking forward to it greatly.
Fantastic. And nice to meet you. Best of luck with your walking football career.
Cheers. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much. Well done, Kingsmead.
Thank you
very much. So final presentation of the day is the over 65. Woodley Pensioners have just been given their trophy. They were the runners-up. Massive commiserations and congratulations to them for winning, for being runners-up. Absolutely fantastic.
And of course, today can't be a day without a winner. Hemel nearly did it. So did Woodley. So did Barrett. Winners on the day. 3 wins. Brilliant performance. Well done to Kingsmead.
Kingsmead are being presented with their winner's trophy. Ophie, very well done to Kingsmead for winning. Absolute smiles all around for the Kingsmead team, especially the captain with the trophy. We've got everyone's gathering for a photo. It looks absolutely fantastic. And some of them are singing "Suspicious Man" that's by Elvis. Fantastic. Massive congratulations to Kingsmead for winning in another trip. Very well done.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Whilst our host takes a break, Walking Football Limited are available to attend your walking sports sessions, match days or tournaments. Our friendly team would love to come to your event to film and photograph the on-pitch action and interview the players. We produce high-quality content, which we share with the walking football community via our website and social media channels. Best of all, this service is available at zero cost to you or your club. So, if you'd like to feature in a podcast just like this one, please email us your details to admin@walkingfootball.com.
Yeah.